Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made the way for me.
Father, we do thank you tonight. We praise you. The blessing of the Lord has been manifested and will continue to do so. For the things and the rich things of the heavenlies have been made known to the earth realm, and things that have happened have been released from heaven through the earth to you this week. And it'll grow, and it'll grow, and it'll continue to grow, and grow, and grow, and grow, and become sweeter, and sweeter, and sweeter. No, for you do not have to wait until the sweet by and by. You can have the sweet by and by in the rotten here and now. Glory, come on, give him praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, amen. Professor Greg Stevens, KCBC instructor. I've learned so much from this man about covenant and the covenants of blood, the different kinds of covenants. And and the Lord directed me to demonstrate some things. I need that little Ziploc bag. Do we have that? So that the next time you take communion, this will be in your mind's eye. Instead of just, what is this? I don't know. And, that's perfect. That's exactly what I want. Thanks, David. I appreciate it very much. So now, Greg, talk to us about the salt covenant.
The salt covenant is one of the most ancient personal covenants between two people. Salt is the word, comes from a Latin root, sol. Solarium means salary. It was the compensation that Rome paid to a soldier. Part of their salary was in salt. And so that's where we get the word salary from the Latin word salary.
Well, that guy's not worth his salt.
Not worth his salt. So what would happen is I would have salt on me because they're in a desert. I had salt on me, you had salt on you. And we carried it in a bag. Once you put salt on a T-bone steak, you can't get it out. It goes in. Salt goes in.
So now, every covenant is about making two one.
Yes, sir.
That's what the thing's all about in the beginning.
Yes, sir. So in the simplest terms, I have salt in a pouch on me. You have salt in a pouch on you. And we're going to come into a salt, part of our salary, covenant with one another.
All right.
Financial. So you've just poured your salt into that bag. Now I'm going to pour my salt from my pouch into that bag. And then the next thing we will do, if you shake it up, please. We would shake it. I've given you some of my salt. You've given me some of your salt. Can you separate your salt from mine?
Absolutely not. We have become one in this ancient, simple...
It's life and savory, it's seasoning.
Jesus talked about it. But I wanted you to see it. I wanted you to see it. Now, so this is your cup.
Yes, sir.
This is my cup. So, pour that in there. Okay.
That's the cutting of the covenant. And then I would do the same.
Jesus said, take this cup. This is my blood of the new covenant.
Now we've mixed our blood.
Which is his and which is mine.
And we could never separate
them. You can't separate that.
Amen.
That's it. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. The Hebrew word for that, for blood, is dam. It's where the root of Adam.
Yeah. It's Adam's name was blood.
Genesis chapter 4, Cain kills Abel. And Abba says, his blood cries out to me from the ground. That word is not blood cries out. If we translated it into English, it's plural. It's plural. It's two of them.
I didn't know that.
And it's bloods cries out to me from the ground. And so, Lord, why bloods? It was Abel and all of the seed that would have come from Abel cried out.
Bloods.
This is why David had to find the blood of Saul and of Jonathan.
They actually cut a blood covenant.
They cut what we did symbolically.
Yeah,
they did
that.
And so he was bound to find the bloods of Jonathan and Saul. And that's what Jesus did to us. He cut a covenant with the Father. It became flesh and blood. This is why he said, as often as you drink this, we've partaken of his covenant, and I'm part of that bloods in him. It's good stuff.
Praise
God. So it's more than just a ritual we do. It's a holy thing.
Oh, listen. And
heals you.
Now, let me illustrate something else. Now, our blood has symbolically been mixed here. Now, at the communion table.
Yes, sir.
He said, this is my blood of the new covenant. All of you drink all of it. Judas had to drink that.
Yes, sir.
So, now, and I want you to be this way every time you take communion, and you ought to take it a lot.
Mm. Yes, sir.
Now his blood is in my body.
Yes, sir.
It's in there. His blood is mixed with my blood. Can you see it? Western people don't know anything about covenant. Eastern people do.
Amen.
Now, before you go.
Yes, sir.
I want you to talk about looking down in his face.
Oh, the priestly blessing.
Yes.
The blessing was given to Adam, was given then to Noah, pretty much the same blessing, and then on down, and then he gave it to Abraham, and Abraham was the first person that the Father allowed to bless himself, to bless. He made sure that it went to the bloods. He said the blessing to Isaac and to Jacob as well, just like he'd said to Abraham. And then we get to Moses, and Moses is allowed to give it to the Levites to give the blessing. And the blessing, may the Lord bless you and keep you, his face shine upon you. You know that, the Levitical prayer. The priest would do his hands like this. Live long and prosper. He'd do his hands like this over the person. And in the Orthodox tradition, you would kneel with your head down, with your hands like this, because you would never look up at the priest, because the priest represents God. And he's saying the blessing over you. But there's a phrase in that blessing, Brother Copeland.
Now, let me tell you where the advantage here is, his knowledge of the Hebrew language. And when I'm preaching, well, he's over there following me in Hebrew, and I'm thinking, boy, hope I got this right.
You do.
Thank you, Lord.
The priest will say that blessing. Your head is in this position down. This is why you see people in other countries come up to you and kneel in front of you.
Yes.
That's why. It's a reverence. It's an honor. Heads down. But then the scripture says, and the Lord will lift up his countenance toward you. If my head's down, how does he lift up his face toward me? And the rabbis teach this. What happens is that Abba picks us up like a toddler and holds us up. And you are high and lifted up. And he lifts up his face to you when that blessing is said over you. Amen.
You've done that with your children. And he looks up in your, and you look down, and he's smiling, and you're smiling. Amen. Don't you wish you could come be a student at KCBC for a while? And I am going to do this. I'm going to. We're sitting there, and he has his Bible open, and he opens it to the book of Malachi. And he's this blank page that goes into the New Testament. He's got this great big arrow across that blank page.
Pointing to the right.
Yeah. I said, what are you doing?
It's a reminder that all of this was for over here where I live. And it keeps me grounded in my covenant and everything that Jesus purchased for me.
Left the curse over here.
It's over there.
And the blessing over
Yes,
here.
Sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
Professor, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
I needed to see this myself.
Amen.
Thank you, David. Glory to God. Get all the furniture back where it goes. Now then, well, let's go home. Dear Lord, did that bless you?
Yes.
It blessed me so. I saw this in the spirit, and when I got two very, very, very strong things. I got this before we came to these meetings, because I've known for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks that my part of this entire convention would be on healing in some way or other. And then I saw this right before the convention, that we could demonstrate this, particularly that salt covenant, because you can't separate it. Amen. And you're in a blood covenant with God. Now, don't go be out finding you somebody to cut blood with. That is extremely dangerous. Don't you be messing with that. We already have a blood covenant, and it's in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. But I know two men very well, very, very well, very, very well, very well. And they just loved one another from just so strong with one another. And they were about knee deep in the surf out in the ocean. And it just came all over both of them at the same time. And one of them grabbed the other one's hand. Now, the word, the root word to the word covenant leaves the suggestion a cut where blood flows. Everything in the Bible is about blood. Everything. Without blood, nothing happens. It's just another book. These two men, all probably in their, I don't know, 20s maybe. And both of them heard me teach this and strong. And one of them just grabbed the other one's hand out there in that surf. And just grabbed one another. And they literally said it. Today before God, we cut the covenant. We are friends for life. And they are, even today. They just do anything for one another. Without having a revelation of this, Christian people are at a serious, serious disadvantage. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2. Let's begin with the fourth verse. But God, who is rich in mercy, He's rich in chesed. For His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and has raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness, in His chesed toward us through Christ Jesus, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember, at that time, remember, you being in time past, now we're His workmanship. But before that, before you got born again, at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, without hope and without God in the world. There's incalculable numbers of born again, Holy Spirit baptized, tongue talking, word of faith people that are still not covenant minded. They've never seen a demonstration like that. Well, a lot of them have now, all over the place. That's the reason you need to see something like that. So that the next time you take that little cup, the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th chapters of John.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of the night in the covenant meal. What's been Gentilized, called the Last Supper. Wasn't the Last Supper. anyway. The table with Jesus in the middle and all of them sitting behind it. Exceptionally wrong. They were not at a table. They were on the floor. And they weren't just all sitting there. John was in his lap. Mm-hmm. Maybe he had a little table or little cushions there. There was no table there. A Gentile painted that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. There
we go. And somebody, some dodo. He's funny dodo, but he said it. He said, "We need a place for 26. What? Yeah, we need a place for 26. Because there's 13 of them and they're all sitting on the same side of the table."
Yeah.
That's pitiful, isn't it? I almost didn't have nerve enough to tell that in a mixed audience, you know. But really, that's how the non-covenant-minded Gentile artist. Now, I'm not putting that down. But I'm pointing out the fact that the Gentile's mind doesn't see it.
Yeah.
The covenant of blood doesn't mean anything, but it does to this bunch. It is everything.
Amen.
And you see, promise. I'm okay. But why is it called God's Word? Why isn't it just Bible? It's His covenant bond. This is two blood-sworn oaths. One in the blood of animals, then in the blood of men through circumcision, and then through the blood of God at the cross. It's His Word. It's His bond. He said it, and it's forever true. To us, it's not the Bible. It is His Word.
This powerful opportunity to impact our country and change the course of history at the Faith for Our Nation Victory Campaign, November 12th through the 14th, 2020.
The United States of America is the only nation that was put together by a group of people for the express purpose of worshiping me, saith the Lord.
Join Kenneth Copeland, Jerry Savelle, and Terry Copeland Pearsons live and in person at Eagle Mountain International Church for the Faith for Our Nation Victory Campaign, November 12th through the 14th, 2020.
Wholeness. It's a biblical word that means you can live in continual health in every area of your life. And God has already made it available to you through Jesus. Get Faith to be Made Whole, 15 messages by Kenneth Copeland on 3 DVDs or MP3, and receive the faith-imparting word of the Lord that can change your life forever. Jesus said, "All things that the Father has are mine. He will take of mine and declare it to you." You can live in the fullness of God's peace, joy instead of anxiety, financial freedom instead of debt, whole relationships instead of brokenness. Learn what it means to resist the devil and persevere in faith to see God's will come to pass in your life. Uncover the connection between forgiveness and receiving your healing. Don't allow the world to tell you who you are. God says you're an overcomer through Christ. Receive the wholeness of God and release His kingdom in your own life, your family, and the world around you.
God has called you to have faith for your healing and wholeness in every area of life.
Being whole is just as much about physical strength as it is financial security, peace, protection, and restoration. Request your free teaching series, Faith to be Made Whole, at kcm.org/victory offer. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Every year on November 11th, we celebrate Veterans Day in America. Today, we want to share our gratitude and appreciation and honor the men and women who have served in the United States Armed Forces. Thank you. Thank you for your courage and your sacrifice to our nation. We recognize you for your dedicated service, and we are grateful for your acts of heroism that allow our great nation to enjoy the freedoms that we have. Father, we pray over our veterans right now and thank you for them. And thank you, Lord, for ministering to them as we thank them for all that they have done. Thank you for prospering them. Thank you for healing them. And thank you for giving them a great future in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, if you haven't requested your free teaching series by Kenneth Copeland, do it today. Faith to be Made Whole, a 15-message study about God's healing and wholeness. When you are made whole, everything is made right. It's more than just being healed physically. When God makes you whole, your family is blessed. Your relationships are restored. Your finances are blessed. Your church is prospering. There's unity in your city and peace in your nation. This teaching is right for the time that we're living in. Faith is now, and it is our victory. Now watch or listen to this as a family. Teach it to your children. They're not too young to learn about God's unchangeable will for them. Give them a good foundation for life as they grow to believe and trust the love God has for them. Now to receive your free copy, go to kcm.org and you can get it there. The 2020 Faith for Our Nation Victory campaign starts tomorrow. This is our first event following the elections, and we're coming together November 12th through 14th for 3 days of praise, worship, prayer, and the Word of God. This is going to be a powerful time in the Spirit. So join Kenneth Copeland, Jerry Savelle, my wife, Pastor Terry Copeland Pierces, as they preach and pray the Word of Faith. Listen, we'll see you again tomorrow. This is Pastor George Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to receive free faith-based teaching resources, such as a copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Request it on DVD, CD, or download it straight to your computer or mobile device. Come to the Faith for Our Nation Victory campaign with Kenneth Copeland, Jerry Savelle, and Terry Copeland Pearsons, November 12th through 14th. For all the information, go to kcm.org.